It's a little bit of a love affair with the old family. This one, it was Elise Perry last week in the world of T20 cricket. And this morning, we're lucky enough to have the hubby on board in Matt Tamua from the Wallaby Camp. And, of course, they're based in Padua in Italy. They've got this big game coming up on the weekend, which many would think was a low-key game. But for the Wallabies now, it's become a real grand final. I'm glad to say Matt Tamua joins us on the line from Padua. G'day, Matt.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Good, mate. I shouldn't downplay it. Any time you put that gold jumper on, it is a big occasion. But this match has got great significance now. We just need a win.
Yeah, it is. It is. Unfortunately, it is as simple as that. We do need a win. We need to put some smiles on our face, on our faces and our fans' faces, I think, for it. So, yeah, it's been a rough old year. There hasn't been much in a lot of the games, which makes it, I guess, even more frustrating. But, yeah, it's a win is what's needed this weekend.
Yeah, you've only won three of the past 11 test matches, Matt. Is it frustration at the moment that it's playing a part or lack of confidence in the team? Because we've had our moments when we've looked like winning games, but we just haven't been able to finish it at the end.
Yeah, there's, I guess now there's obviously immense frustration in that. As I said, there's not much in these games, and that probably makes it even more annoying because you know you're in it, and you just need some momentum. And unfortunately, we're not finding ways to win. And you know, all the good teams will say they'll just find a way to win even when they're not performing. I think unfortunately we haven't developed that yet. And a weekend would have been a perfect example, just finding a way to close out that game, which we weren't good enough to do. So, yeah, there's a lot of frustration from inside the camp. I think we've obviously got a few tactical things that we've got to look at, but, you know, you say that every week anyway. So, mentally, we need something. We need to get over the line this weekend and get a bit of confidence back in the group.
And, Matt, I don't think anyone doubts Michael Checker's working hard, all the players are working hard, the support staff is all working hard. We understand all that. But has anyone been able to put a finger on why it's not quite all gelling and not quite getting that result?
No, it's the hard thing, I guess, is it's not a similar thing every week. You know, teams break you down certain ways. We break other teams down in different ways. And, you know, it's a case of you fix one bit of your game and then they might find a hole elsewhere. So it's very, I guess it's the temptation to throw the baby out of the bathwater in that sense and just lose it. But we know we're making incremental gains. We're working on a style of play that we want to be known for and that we want to be good at. Unfortunately, it just takes a bit of time. But yeah, look, it is really frustrating. As I said, you can just lose it a bit and think it's a lot worse than it really is. Yeah. But the case is, like on the weekend, for instance, only a couple of points in the game. One thing changes and then all of a sudden it's a really good win. So it's keeping a level head amongst that, but also at the same time knowing that, you know, it hasn't been a great year and we need a result. You know, probably enough talking about process and all that kind of stuff. We actually just need to get a win.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the improvements that you've seen in the team, though, Matt, over the last 12 months? Because surely everything hasn't been that bad.
No, I think the age of the group and the young guys coming through, particularly our big boys, our props and our hookers, I think it's their skill. I think it's probably our strongest part of our game, to be honest with you, at the moment, is our props and hookers, their skill and their ability to move the ball. For big blokes, it's really good. So I think that's something we've got to probably utilise a little bit more, not play out the back all the time and play wide. Actually use them, allow them to get us on the front foot. Traditionally, it was through, you know, barging through, but actually these boys can actually, you know, throw a nice little no-look pass or flick pass and stuff like that. And they've been getting a lot of pay, particularly against Argentina a couple of weeks ago. But you've seen even against New Zealand and stuff, they get a lot of strong carries just through their skill work, which is a good thing to have.
No doubt about that. Lucky enough to be chatting with Matt Tamua inside that Wallaby camp currently in Italy, taking on the Italians on the weekend. What about the mood and the of Michael Checker, the coach? He's under siege, and that happens when you lose in the professional world of sport. What's his attitude like? Is he getting a bit more tense as this tour goes on and the season goes on, or is he keeping things together?
No, I think he's actually done a pretty good job, obviously. You know, the season probably highlighted from that point of view that nice halftime chat he had with us a few weeks ago. look, it's not the case of him, you know, yelling at us every day or anything like that. You know, as I said, it's a balance because, you know, we we're obviously living it, and we are very frustrated with a lot of things. But then it's also been pragmatic and knowing how to get better and how to move forward. So he's actually been all right, particularly on this tour. He would have been well within his rights to kind of let loose after the game on the weekend in that sense. But I think, yeah, just keeping that level head, understanding that there are a few things, particularly defensively, that has been getting a bit better in the last few weeks. Searching for those positives, I guess, which is important to do at this time. Otherwise, your self-belief goes down massively. So, yeah, having that balance, I think, of knowing what to improve on, but also just realising that we're not too far off.
Yeah, you're coming off the interchange bench. You're looking to get more time, and would you like to start in the number 10 or number 12 shirt?
Yeah, I'd love to, obviously. That's why you play. I think I had a little taste early in the year, but I would have loved to have held on to a starting jersey for a bit longer. So, sports like rugby, it's obviously for the team and that, but I think selfishly I definitely have ambition to wear that 10 or 12, primarily, I guess, 10 jersey at some point. So, that's always a goal, I guess, of any player. But, very much would like to get on there a bit more.
And do you think you may well get? Do you think there will be changes? I know you're not a selector, mate, but do you think there will be changes come this Italian match?
If I was a selector, there would be. not sure actually. To be perfectly honest, if we run on the weekend, we might be afforded the luxury that we probably could. Yeah. Not necessarily experiment, but just try a few things out. But it becomes, unfortunately, a case of, a must-win match, as we were speaking about before. So, you might see a few tinkers, but, I know as much as you do at this stage. But, as I said, just kind of guessing, you'd probably say after losing on the weekend, we probably need to ensure the win. And you do that by picking your best team.
Yeah. One of the frustrations for me, and again, I didn't watch the game, but I've watched the highlights and I've, read a lot of articles.
It's been about 30 seconds, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was...
a couple of missed penalty goals.
Yeah, and the thing that sort of frustrates me is things like line-out, scrums, even kicking set game, piece. The effectiveness of your kicking game. And I'm coming from a league background where that's so important is to find space, whereas the kicking, though, was finding people at the back. You've just got to nail those things that's expected of you.
Yeah, it's, the kicking stuff, something we're talking about today, it's a little bit chicken and egg because we like to run, and you look at the stats, we probably kick far less than any other team, and we like to overrun it. But then when we have run a bit too much and we look to kick, it's our option B, and so we don't get a good kick away. So we actually need to be a bit more planned and smart about how we go about that, where we are on the field. So we can actually get a good setup, because as obviously in rugby, the defensive line's right there. So getting a kick away is quite tough. So you need to be quite smart with it. The Welsh, they put 14 in the line, they only have one guy at the back. We seem to find them a little bit as well, which is a bit annoying. But they, they want you to overplay. They want you to keep playing rugby because they're back their defensive system. So we probably need to be a little bit smarter about that and maybe set up to kick. Set up a couple of phases to kick and actually get a good kick and more importantly, a good chase, whether it be contestable or finding grass. So, and unfortunately, we've had a few worries with our line out. Been a little bit wobbly all year. So, up here, they don't give you much. They're very, very disciplined, very, very good at set piece. So, if you're a little bit off, it shows out there on the pitch, unfortunately.
Matt, we thank you for the chat. We thank you for your honesty as well. Good luck, and hopefully you get a starting position. If not, you'll have an impact off the bench against the Italians come the weekend. Thanks again to Matt Tamua.